This is WMUK, Information Inspiration from Western Michigan University. Students at Kalamazoo's El Sol Elementary learn in both English and Spanish, but they don't use their skills just to complete their homework. They find all sorts of ways to use their dual language skills to their social advantage. That's what a Western Michigan University anthropologist, who's also an El Sol parent, is finding in her research at the school. In the last of a three-part series, WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports on some of the unexpected benefits of bilingualism.
Suéltalo.
¡Seis!
¿Cómo saben que aquí hay seis?
First graders call out the answers to math questions in Daniela Saldana's math class at El Sol. And among the kids, who are sitting in a circle looking at pictures of dots, sits linguistic anthropologist Christina Wirtz.
We study language as something people do and create meaning, create social relationships, and come to basically structure our social world through the ways in which we communicate.
Wirtz watched these students last year, too, when they were in kindergarten. She hopes to follow them all the way through fifth grade to see how they use the skills they acquire in English and Spanish. She says she's amazed at how deftly the El Sol students toggle between the two.
I may be working with three kids. Maybe two of them are good friends from outside of school who both have Spanish as a home language, and they're carrying on their important social life with each other in Spanish.
In the same group, kids from English-speaking homes answer Wirtz in English, even though she's speaking Spanish to them.
The two kids speaking in Spanish have no interaction or just sort of momentary, hand me that piece of paper, it's my turn with those little plastic animals now, in English, but otherwise smoothly continuing their conversation in Spanish. And the other kid is perhaps talking with me using only English. And the inverse of that, too.
Wirtz says research shows that people don't have to speak a second language fluently to benefit from it. Even picking up a few words or phrases can offer a subtle but important social edge. In other words,
we can use resources from languages that we would never claim to be speakers of.
Sarah Hill has two children at El Sol. As it happens, she's also an anthropologist and a colleague of Wirtz's at Western. She says she's seen her older daughter use language as a resource, as Wirtz puts it, to have private conversations with her mom.
She can sneak in a Spanish conversation, which at this point the younger child can't understand. And that's, I mean, children are manipulative for sure and will kind of compete with each other. But I noticed that she's, I mean, this has been for a few years now, that she really enjoys doing that. She really enjoys having a private conversation with people who speak Spanish.
Incidentally, the students find all sorts of resourceful ways to merge English and Spanish. Here's Mimi Leek, who works in the office and has three children at El Sol.
They were going to iron their clothes, my son, and in Spanish it's planchar, and in English it's iron. So he was going to ironar his clothes.
And sometimes they mix and match words from each.
You know, mommy, I'm going to go afuera, or things like that, and I think they think it's cute that they can do it, so sometimes, like, my younger one will do it on purpose. Like, she'll say, oh, mommy, it's really frio. You know, it's really cold outside. So I think she enjoys the fact that, like, she's learning these new words and then knows when to use them.
Teachers and staff say they work to direct kids to the right terms without discouraging them. But what's more of a problem is that all the students, even the native Spanish speakers, tend to favor English outside the classroom, for instance, on the playground. Noah, Isaac, and Sawyer are out for recess.
And are you all fifth graders?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're hanging out together, what language do you speak in?
English.
And why do you speak in English?
Because we all know it really well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay. Now, do you ever speak any Spanish at all with each other?
Tiny bit.
Yeah.
Wirtz says it's not hard to figure out why the kids favor English. They know that it has a special value and power in the U.S. and beyond, and that it's the dominant language where they live. She gives the example of a group working together on math, which the El Sol kids study in Spanish.
You'll find that, yes, they are saying 2 plus 2 equals 4, for example, in Spanish, but no, it's my turn now, comes out in English most of the time with most combination of kids.
The students also know how to wield their skills against each other, a less happy example of using language as a resource. Wirtz describes how some kids will give their peers a hard time for speaking Spanish.
Kids whose home language is Spanish come up to me knowing from the morning that I speak Spanish and either want to chat with me in Spanish or perhaps sometimes even ask me for vocabulary words. You know, how do you say horno in English? Oh, it's oven. Okay. How do you spell that? And some of those interactions unfolding in Spanish and having other kids say, don't use that language. This is English time.
The school does everything it can to counter the tug of English, says Principal Heather Grisales.
We try to encourage them and, oh, muy bien, usas el español. Good job, you use Spanish. And they have, like, classroom points. I even have one classroom teacher who, once they reach a certain amount of points of student responses, then they have a celebration.
Grisales tends to stick to Spanish when she's talking to the students, even when they don't.
Hola, Renee.
On Friday, do we have to go to school?
No tenemos escuela el viernes.
But just because they favor Spanish when they're visiting doesn't mean the students at El Sol don't care about Spanish. Evelia Osorio is a parent of a fifth grader.
My son is so happy to be bilingual that every time we go to a gas station, he was like, oh, I speak Spanish. So that made me like, okay, we can do it.
Like he would just tell the attendant or the people at the desk that he spoke Spanish.
Yes. So it was so funny for me, like, oh, he's so proud. So we keep it and we want to work really hard.
Siblings do their part to motivate each other.
My daughter told my son, well, if we're going to California. You don't speak Spanish, so you're not going to be able to understand or talk with grandma. And he was like, I will. You will see. So that was really something that pushed to keep learning.
And several groups of kids out for recess said they wouldn't go to a single language school if they could. Third graders Maya and McKenna.
No, it's nice to learn too, because if you go to a different country, then you might want to learn how to speak their language, so then you can communicate with them.
And it's easier to learn a second language when you're younger.
Kalamazoo currently has no dual immersion middle or high schools. But the school district is considering whether it can at least hold one class where students who went to El Sol would continue to learn in Spanish. Osorio says she'd very much like to see that happen. So would many other parents at El Sol. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.
You can find all three parts of WMUK's series on El Sol and bilingualism on our website, wmuk.org.